look on our brochure, we notice that it says God's restoration. And then the second part would be waiting and worshiping and worship. Then we go back to the previous studies and the various comments that were made. We heard much about the restoration. And I think at this point we see God's restoration. God was always at work. God is a great restorer. We find that he even said to Peter that Satan desires to sift thee. But he said, I have prayed for thee. So this hasn't taken God, as it were, by surprise. We are dealing with the God who knows all things and hears all things. And notice in the passage that we read before, and this one which we are looking at now, we see that Naomi, in her recovery, was brought to the place of blessing. When we look at the very first verse in this particular chapter, she's now being brought, as it were, to the blesser. Notice it there. It says, and Naomi had a kinsman of her husband, a mighty man of wealth, of the family of Elimelech, and his name was Boaz. We heard a lot about Boaz in the previous studies, that he typified the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why I said, she not only brought to a place, but now she's being brought to a person. And when we look from here on in our study, we are going to see that the elevation, as it were, has increased. She's going faster now. And we're going to see she's not sending anyone away, but now we could see her giving wonderful advice to her daughter-in-law. We now not see the Naomi who says she was bitter and so forth. We see a Naomi now who could use words in verse 19 and verse 20. Blessed be he that take knowledge of thee. And she showed her mother and so forth. Then we come to verse 20. And she said, blessed be he, the Lord who hath thee. Blessed be he of the Lord. Now she's speaking words, we could say, of a person who has been restored and given advice now to Ruth. And that's why I say the beautiful words now coming from the lips of a converted person, a restored person. So here, as we go on now to the next study, we could see, in fact, I wouldn't say much on that, but what I would draw your attention to is verse 18, which is just to wait. And we all are called upon to wait on the Lord. Elimelech and his family, they did not wait on the Lord. They moved away. But now we see Naomi could tell her daughter-in-law, as it were, to wait for this rest, to wait that the man will continue. And we know the Lord Jesus Christ, as I said, the one who is the blesser. When we look in Ephesians chapter 1, we could see him there, the one through whom all blessings flow, as it were. And I thought it was a beautiful point there. Now, as we go on to the next session, which is in, we haven't read that, but we would not be given any overview on that. We see now that this blessed person has brought such energy, as it were, to those around that they were stimulated, they were excited. We see that Ruth bore a son, but then they did not say Ruth's son. It says Naomi has borne a son. And we see the great blessings and the name. And the brethren touch on this on several occasions. The name Obed. So she not move, as it were. When Adam fell, God didn't bring the Christian back to the same point of view or standing as Adam. He brought us to a higher plane. So notice now that she is being brought to a plane where there's worship. The Father seeketh those that would worship, seeketh worshipers, those that would worship him in spirit and in truth. And this is the point to which we see Naomi now as a worshiper, as it were, and as I'm brought up by very name, Obed. Later on, as we carry on in the study, we see we come to David. When you look in Romans chapter 1, we find that the Lord is as the seed of David. So we have come, as it were, to the blesser, and we could see how God is working. Another point I'd like to touch before I sit down, it says in verse 3, she happens to fall on a thing. There's no such thing in the mind of God. We are dealing with the omnipotent God, the one who knows all things, the one who answers even before we call. So this is the guidance of the hand of the Lord leading Naomi to that point where she would find herself in the field of Boaz. And as we see our Boaz here, he was a wealthy man, a man of favor. And when you look and see how he greeted his staff, you could see it coming from a man who is really of God. And that's why we could say that he is sort of a type of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we pray that as the brethren go through these studies, that we would gain the good of the study. So that even when we are confronted with these things or going through these things, we would see, as outlined in the book, how we could actually deal with these things. God is too great a lover to allow any of his children, those to whom he had given to his Lord, to his son as a love gift, to let them stray away without going out after them. He says that the hurling flees away, but you find that the good shepherd, he goes after the sheep. He protects his sheep. He brings them back to him. So may the Lord help us as we go through these studies, that we would gain a greater knowledge and a greater love. We will find ourselves in that position whereby we excited, we rejoicing, giving thanks, praising the Lord, and rendering unto him all the honor and all the glory is due to his name.